A special education classroom in the Sequoia Union High School District is still undergoing renovations after a leak caused extensive mold damage earlier this year. Cleanup efforts have since been completed, but the portable classroom isn't expected to be back in operation until scheduled repairs are completed before the end of September. The affected classroom is part of the district's TRACE program, which serves young adults with special needs and is located on a separate campus. Students return to school for the start of the fall semester on August 17. No students were occupying the classroom at the time of the leak, according to Crystal Leach, the Associate Superintendent of Administrative Services, who said that it was discovered on the first day of summer school, June 13. An agenda item from the special August 3 board meeting says the leak occurred in May and caused students to be relocated. However, Leach called that misinformation. Rolando Bonilla, a communications consultant for the district, confirmed the mistake. During the meeting, the Board of Trustees approved the $36,000 contract for mold mitigation with the Asbestos Management Group of California. The leak was immediately repaired upon discovery, but flooding had already saturated the subflooring, casework and lower wall panels and damaged the vinyl floor tiles, according to the board report. In mid-July, a contractor hired to replace the floor found what the report described as extensive black mold over approximately 1,100 square feet of the plywood subfloor and lower walls. Testing of the interior and exterior of the classroom by a third-party lab testing company found evidence of several types of fungi in the air, but nothing to be alarmed about, according to UC Berkeley mycologist John Taylor, who looked at the report. "There's more spores outside than inside, and that's what you want to see," he said, adding that there was no evidence of toxic fungi in the classroom. "If my child were in that room, I wouldn't be worried." The preliminary report noted that additional mold growth could be present in the walls or ceilings where investigators found elevated moisture, but that they didn't remove any wall panels to check. Mold mitigation was completed by August 12, the costs of which should be almost fully covered by insurance, according to Leach.